We continue our talk with Superintendent Pat Sullivan. Another thing that was discussed at the Finance Committee meeting was consideration of middle school uniforms. As soon as you hear the word uniforms, people are a little bit up in arms about it.
Oh.
But we're not talking about every child uniform. We're talking about a different type of uniforms.
Yeah, we kind of joked about that, too, that we probably should have been a little more specific.
Yes.
It is not school uniforms. It is the uniforms for basketball, in this situation, boys and girls basketball. Andy Gooden, our activities director, just brought to the board an example of the uniforms were used. I believe he said we really have been at it for about 14, 15 years with these same uniforms. They're just getting ragged. Sizes are hard to fit. Kids, they're a little bigger today than they were 15 years ago. And, you know, it's just hard to budget that. When an item like that comes up, a lot of times what we have to do is ask for something or ask to enhance his budget in order to provide that for the students. So we did approve that, and he is going to be able to buy new basketball uniforms. And then he's going to be looking at we did get cross-country uniforms for the middle school a year or two ago. I don't remember, all of the different teams that have gotten uniforms, but you know, there's a cycle that we look at, and at some point you just have to accept that they need to be replaced.
One other note, and that is consideration of wireless microphones. What is that about?
Well, you know, that's interesting, and I'll do my best to be as accurate as I can with my knowledge of technology in this. But what it boils down to is in our Red and White Theater, which is used all the time by the community as well as the school district for plays, musicals, this kind of thing, concerts, okay? The wireless mics that we currently use are secure in the sense that they don't pick up any cell phone conversations. However, we've been informed that the frequency, I guess I'll say, that we use for those wireless mics has been sold. That's something that's out of our control, obviously. Apparently, it's owned by the government, but it was sold and bought by, a private telecommunications company. So what we know is as of January, it is possible that someone could be talking on a cell phone outside of the school, probably not driving by on Highway 64, but I don't think that was ruled out. More than likely, though, if they're in our hallway on a cell phone, if they're just outside the building, that conversation, that interference then could be picked up by our wireless mics during a performance, and obviously we can't have that. So as a result of that frequency being sold, we have to buy new wireless mics. And it's, Rich Wirz is the person for the district that looks over that and takes care of our Red and White Theater and all of our buildings when we have performances. And, he came to the board with one of those where we hard to say we have a choice here. We have to provide a wireless mic that will not get interference.
Superintendent of Medford Schools Pat Sullivan on some of the items taken up during last Friday, October 20th, Finance Committee meeting.